National Republican Congressional Committee Outraces Democrats. By Sean Moran on February 11, 2020. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, announced Tuesday that they have outraised their Democrat equivalent for the first time in months. The NRCC, the Republican organization primarily responsible for helping the GOP retake the House majority, announced Tuesday that they had raised $12.6 million in January. This marks the first time they beat the Democrat Campaign Congressional Committee, DCCC. In contrast, the DCCC raised $12.1 million in January, which is $2.8 million more than its previous record for January. Robin Patterson, the press secretary for the DCCC, touted the DCCC's fundraising numbers and insinuated that they would outraise Republicans. The NRCC's fundraising announcement follows as Amy Kramer, the chairwoman of Women for America First, told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that taking back the Republican majority in the House might be one of the most important parts of the 2020 election cycle. Kramer said, "We're focused on those competitive congressional districts that President Trump won the districts, and now they're held by vulnerable Democrats, as well as of other competitive House races, and several Senate races. We are going to go across the country and get out of their houses. Look, there's a lot of people that voted for President Trump in 2016 that have never been involved in politics. It was the first time any of them voted, Matt. And when we lost the House in 18, many of them didn't vote." House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said they plan to re-engage 8.5 million Trump voters that stayed home during the 2018 midterm elections. McCarthy contended that if they could engage those voters, then they could retake the House majority in 2020. Kramer called on Trump voters to get involved and help retake the House majority. "Now is the time for them to get off their couches. Get out and meet other Trump supporters and let's get engaged and make sure that we take the House and take the gavel out of Pelosi's hands," she said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.